he did something totally unexpected to show that young man love. What would we do in a case like that? Do the unexpected. Ambush somebody with God's grace. I love that commercial where somebody sees somebody else doing something good for someone, and they kind of look, and then you show them doing something good for somebody, and then someone else notices them doing something good, you know, and it kind of goes on and on and on for three or four times. You know, the commercial, it's a credit card commercial or something, or investment commercial. I'm not sure what it is. Do the unexpected. Next, do the unaffordable. Do the unaffordable. Mary took this perfume, which was worth a lot of money. I don't know what a year's wages was back then. I'm sure some of your study guides could probably tell you. Could be, you know, thousands of dollars today, or tens of thousands. We don't know. Judas, and we learn about Judas. He was the keeper of the money, the treasurer, if you will, of that church, of the disciples. And he saw this as a tremendous waste of resources and inappropriate and careless. But how can you put a price tag on love? Mary was expressing her love to Jesus. It was over the top. It was extravagant, like you girls learned this weekend about God's extravagant love. I'm reminded of the show on TV, Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Thank you, Joyce, for reminding me about that. I said Extreme Makeover at 8 o'clock. Home edition, not the makeup one. Ty Pennington, you know the show I'm talking about where they take a shack or they take a house or a needy family and they, you know, basically either tear it down or totally remodel it and build them this wonderful, extremely expensive home, which is totally free. Some great stories. It'll bring a tear to your eye. You know, move that bus so they can see the house that's being given to them. It was like that somewhat in the New Testament in the first beginnings of the church. Luke records in Acts chapter 4, all the believers were united in heart and mind, and they felt that what they owned was not their own, so they shared everything they had. The church members shared everything they had. Think about that. They shared everything that we had, that they had. And that is how the early church started. They had nothing in common. They had everything in common. They owned nothing of their own. But perhaps the most extreme example of the giving, the unaffordable, the sacrificial, over-the-top giving, is Jesus on the cross. Paul writes about this in Romans 5, 6, and 8. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were yet sinners. Not after we got our act together, not after we got baptized, not after we got, you know, straightened up or free from the addiction or whatever, but while we were yet sinners, God did the unaffordable. Giving is always associated with love. I wanted to do something special today, something a little over the top. It wasn't that expensive, but I want you to know this was from our pocket, not from the church funds. I wanted to do something extravagant today. It's not really extravagant, but it's something I wanted to do. Underneath about 30 of your chairs is a gift. I'd like for everybody just right now to take a look under their chair or reach under there and see if they can find something that doesn't belong there. And if you can't find one, look in the chair next to you. You find something? Fred's got his. Anna's got hers. Help yourself to a free ice cream cone at Dairy Queen or a cup of coffee at Wawa. Just a gift. Welcome. Just a little something. No. Just consider it a gift from God, an expression of love, my love for you. It's not a big thing, but enjoy it. Finally, do it now. Whatever that expression of love is, don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait until next week. Don't wait until somebody's birthday. Do it now. Remember what we learned the first week of our study? We have no promise of tomorrow. Today is all we have. Today is all we have. Do it now. Jesus rebukes Judas for her generous act in the moment. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why criticize her for doing such a good thing to me? You will always have the poor among you, and you can help them whenever you want to. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could and has anointed my body for burial ahead of time." Mary seized the moment. Mary did what she could with what she had. She gave an extravagant gift to her Lord. Little did she know that it was a sign of his impending death, being prepared for burial. She saw the opportunity and she grabbed it. I want to share something, I almost forgot to do this, an expression of love. King's Kids sends out cards to people every now and then. It's one of Joyce's ministries. And Kayla Berkentine lost her great uncle not too long ago. And the kids got together and did cards for her great uncle. And the grandmother, the mother of this uncle that passed away, wrote this back to the King's Kids. "Dear King's Kids, I received the darling card that you helped my granddaughter Kayla make as an expression of sympathy. I cannot begin to tell you how moved I was by your gesture. It actually brought tears to my eyes. I know that you played an important role in helping Kayla, and I think that it is so important to teach children about death and the grieving process and expressing it when necessary. I have attended your church a few times now, and I am so pleased my children are part of such a loving and caring family. Thank you so much for being part of that experience. Miss Cynthia Robertson." Simple crayon written card that a child sent to an older person, to someone they loved, and look at the love and how they got blessed, the person that received it. Don't hesitate, folks, to express your love. Do it now. Don't wait for just the right moment. We may not have that moment much longer. It may be a simple "I love you," as we shared with the children this morning. It may be a hug. It may be helping someone. These are all ways of sharing our love. For you see, we are defined by God's love that's in our hearts. And love should flow from us more than anyone else as people of God, because we are about love and about God. What's God calling you to do to activate that part of you which belongs to God? Maybe it's mowing someone's lawn for them, your neighbor's lawn who's maybe sick or having going through a rough time. Maybe it's buying someone a cup of coffee. Maybe it's sending a thank you card. I've gotten into the habit lately of sending thank you cards to people that have done special things for Bethel Church or for me personally. I keep a box of these on my desk, and I try to send out 10 a week just to say thank you. You know, they only cost a few cents a piece, 44 cents to mail out. Amber gave me this card, the soldier who was here, and it's just a simple card. It says, "Thanks a bunch." It's a handmade card that she wanted to share with us. It may be paying a kid's tuition to summer camp. It may be donating a car that you don't need anymore to charity. All these things are expressions of love that we could do. But the bottom line here is that all of us have experienced the grace and the love of God in some way. But the greatest way is what Jesus did for us on the cross. God's full expression, the full extent of his love. What was the name of that song I heard this morning on the way in? I heard a song this morning on WOLC coming in. He loved me with the cross. It's a beautiful song, and it talks about how God has loved us through what Jesus did on the cross. So, as we leave this place today, remember that you love because God first loved you through what Jesus did on the cross for you, so that you may have the hope of eternal life and to spend eternity, not just with God, but for all your brothers and sisters in faith. Remember, we're going to spend eternity together, so we might as well start getting along right now and loving each other now. Father, we thank you for this message, and we thank you for your love that binds us together with cords of loving kindness. And we pray, dear God, that as we go through our small groups this week and as we go through our daily tasks, that we'll try to love more deeply, remembering what you did for us as your full extent expression of grace and love and forgiveness. We thank you, we love you, and we praise you, and ask all these things in the name of love, Jesus. Amen.